to Lord for the privilege of sharing another Ray of Truth broadcast with you. And we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make the songs and the message a blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. Wherever this broadcast service is reaching, we are praying that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. You see our congregation, you see their needs, and thank the Lord you love them, each one. And we're asking you to minister to their needs, whether it be physical, spiritual, or otherwise. And take a broadcast today and make it a blessing to each one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're opening the musical part of our broadcast service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, I'm Depending on Jesus.
I walk with my Savior each hour of the day. I walk in His presence each step of the way. He never has failed me, and true I shall be. He's depending on me, for He is my Savior, my Lord and my King. Forever I love Him, His praises I'll sing. Till now in the valley, my light shall grow dim. Beside me, I'm depending on Him. His presence surrounds me, His love leads me on. He's always beside me, I'm never alone. Until in His glory, His face I shall see. I don't want to fail Him, He's never failed me. For He is my Savior, my Lord and my King. Forever I'll love Him, His praises I'll sing. My Lord walks beside me, I'm depending on Him. He suffered to save me, His life freely gave, to rescue my spirit from sin and the grave. Until in the soul shall be free. My life I shall give Him. He gave His for me. For He is my Savior, my Lord and my King. Forever I love Him, His praises I'll sing. My light shall grow dim. My Lord walks beside me, I'm depending on Him. grounded. My Lord walks beside me. I'm depending on Him.
There's a lot of things in this world. In fact, there's a lot of people in this world that you cannot depend upon. But I can assure you there is one that you can depend upon who will never fail you, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Scriptures tell us He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The choir continues the musical part of our service, singing for us, "The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago." Today's broadcast, Brother Gregory Tyler will be bringing us the message, and we trust the Lord will bless him and you as he comes to speak. Brother Greg.
It is my happy privilege to come to you as a minister of the gospel of Christ. It's a great responsibility to handle the Word of God, and I need the Lord's help today as we bring to you a message from the Word of God. I want to call your attention to Revelation chapter 2. verses 8 through 10. And the angel of the church, unto the angel of the church at Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. None of these things which thou shalt suffer, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and shall have tribulation for 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And that's what I'd like to use for the thought this afternoon on this radio program. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And I'd like to entitle my few thoughts, Exchanging a Cross for a Crown. In today's religious world, most religions have a crossless religion. They preach to please the people. But I want you to know today that there is a cross that must be borne for to gain a crown at the end of the way. To gain a crown means to bear a cross. Jesus Christ bore the cross on Calvary for us so long ago. And we, as children of the Most High God, should count it a privilege to bear a cross for His sake. Hebrews chapter 12 tells us, Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven, took on the form of man, and suffered in our stead on Calvary. He was beaten. He was bloodied. He suffered and died that you and I could be saved. And He expects us as children of God to follow in His footsteps. Christianity is the best way to live, and I don't want this to be a negative message today. I want it to be a positive message, but I want you to know that to gain a crown at the end of the way, there's some living that must be done. There's some faithfulness that must be done.
Amen.
As the scripture says, Be thou faithful unto death, and then I will give thee a crown of life. Jesus said to His disciples, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow Me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for My sake shall find it. For what is it profited a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus set some standards for discipleship, and one of those standards was to deny oneself and to take up the cross and to follow in His footsteps. Some people find that's a hard saying. Many people today are not interested in denying themselves or bearing a cross. But this is part of the Christian race. This is part of the Christian experience.
Amen.
To follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus said, If they hated Me, they will hate you. If they persecuted Me, they will persecute you. In one place, Jesus spoke to His disciples and said, That unless you eat of My flesh and drink of My blood, you cannot be My disciple. And many said, This is a hard saying. Who can know it? I'm reminded of one songwriter's words, Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. My beloved ones, the cross is not a symbol of popularity, of pleasantness, of ease, or comfort. But the cross is a symbol of suffering, shame, difficulty, and cruelty, mocking. Remember the old song that so many sing? Precious song that we have in our own hymnals here at church. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see, for 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross to my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. What does it mean to bear the cross? One thing it means is enduring temptations. James said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Bearing temptation, going through temptation, resisting temptation, enduring temptation is what a Christian must do if he is to remain faithful unto death. It includes persecution. Paul said to Timothy, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." True Christians don't act like the world. They're different. True Christians don't dress like the world. They look different. True Christians follow the footsteps of Jesus, the example of Jesus. Christians means Christ-like, examples of what Christ taught. And if you live that kind of life in our time world, you're going to suffer persecution. It includes trials. The Apostle Peter said in chapter 4 of 1 Peter, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though something strange happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy." So trials will come and temptations will come. It's part of bearing the cross. It's part of being a Christian and living for Christ in this gainsaying world. It includes suffering, being defamed, being lied about, being mocked. Peter said, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this behalf." So there is some cross-bearing to be done, but I want you to know, dear listening audience today, that you don't have to bear the cross alone. That God has promised to be with us and never leave us nor forsake us. Remember the Hebrew 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were cast into the fire, they were not alone. There was the fourth in the fire with them and protected them from the flame. So it is with each one of us when we're going through trials and tests and difficulties. There is one that is with us to go through the trial with us. I'm reminded of this old story. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. That really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. "Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times of my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I needed you most, you would leave me." But the Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you only see one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." And so it is in our lives, dear ones. Some trials seem more than we can bear, but he has promised to be with us, and he'll carry us through if we but trust in him.
Amen.
To receive a crown at the last day, we must be faithful unto death. We must bear the cross. If we remain faithful unto death, we shall receive a crown of life. Polycarp was a pastor at Smyrna. He was finally burned at the stake about 166 A.D. It is said of Polycarp that when he was brought before the judge and commanded to abjure and blaspheme the name of Christ, that he firmly answered, 86 years I have served him, and he never once did me wrong. How then can I blaspheme my king who saved me?" Then he was set aflame. But Polycarp was faithful unto death, and he received a crown of life. If you and I endure temptation, we also shall receive the crown of life. James said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised them that love him." If we keep the faith, we have a promise to receive a crown at the end of the way. It's not automatic. There's some fighting to be done. There's some living to be done. There's some resisting to be done. There's some cross-bearing to be done. But if we keep the faith, there's a crown of glory laid up for us. Paul, near the end of his way, was able to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Do you love his appearing today? Are you living for Christ today? That's the question you need to ask yourself. There's only one thing that is needful, and the needful thing is for our souls to be right in the sight of God, and that we be faithful unto the Lord. He has been faithful unto us, and we need to be faithful unto him.
Amen.
And if we are, then we shall experience a great exchange at the last day. We shall lay down our cross and receive a bright glittering crown. There'll be no crosses in heaven. There'll be no burdens in heaven. There'll be no trials in heaven. No, my beloved ones, if we're faithful, when we lay down our cross at death, we shall receive a crown of life. We shall see him face to face. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. We shall know some things with the last day. We shall see him face to face, and we shall receive a glittering crown if we're faithful and true. Oh, to hear his voice! Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, Come ye, the blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. To hear his voice and to receive that crown of life at the end of the way is worth everything that it costs during the course of this life. And again, we don't have to bear the cross alone, but we have one who is faithful and true.
Amen.
To us. Won't you receive a crown of glory at the end of your life? If you want to, if you aim to, you need to take up the cross and follow him. Peter said, When the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. God wants everyone to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. He's made the way possible for every human being to receive a crown at the end of the way. But to do so, we must accept God's proffered grace, be saved from our sins, deny ourselves, take up his cross, and follow him. And if we do, I promise you, according to the word of God, that you shall lay down your cross at the end of the way and receive a bright glittering crown. Fear none of those things which thou didst suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation for 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Nothing else really matters in this time world, but that we receive a crown of life at the end of the way. And it's not going to come to only a few. Jesus said, Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. I'm so glad that I found the way years ago.
Amen.
I'm so glad for the grace of God that forgave me of my iniquities. I'm so glad for the grace of God that has kept me true these many years. And by his grace, I mean to remain faithful and true, to carry his cross, to bear his cross, and to serve him faithfully, so that when I get to the end of the way, I can hear him say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. It is our prayer that each one of you that are under the sound of our voice today will make the same decision in your life. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the help that you've given us in sharing the Word of God in this broadcast today. We pray that you'll work with each heart and deal with each soul and lead men to repentance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Greg. Brother Greg Tyler calling our attention to the fact that if we want a crown at the end of the way, there is a cross that we must follow and bear first of all. You've been listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, and we thank the Lord that you've been a part of our congregation. We trust the service today has been a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And we invite you to write us, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and there are a number of broadcasts that you can download and listen to if you missed any. And you can also join us in our services as they are broadcast live. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And then Wednesday evening at 7, our midweek service. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin and Craig inviting you to be with us on our next Way of Truth broadcast.
I will sing.